Now, there's many ways you can say it, but all in all, we need to live. You see, it's not just merely preaching or teaching. In fact, preaching is not going to do it. Preaching doesn't convert people. Yeah, it convicts you, but you find that many who listen and hear the preacher preaching will be convicted only for a moment, only for a little while. You have to make a solid decision that you will serve God, that you will practice, that you will study for yourself. You see, because we can't trust a man of God without salvation. We can only trust one person. That's Christ. Amen. You know, I've learned a long time ago that we trust a man. In fact, I've been in situations where I was mesmerized and putting my trust in man, but you know what? God woke me up and he exposed the man and showed me that he was just a man. Amen? So likewise, we need to wake up and we need to not put our trust in man, but put our trust in God. It's the last quotation, one of the last quotations I want to read. It talks about our duty to our fellow man. Brother Gary Santos, could you put it on the screen for me? This is from Volume 5 of the Testimonies, page 604. It says, all who have enlisted in the service of Christ are to work as he works, and are to love those who are ignorant and sin, even as he loved them. We need to recognize our duty as Christians, because there be no scholars crowned in heaven. Amen? Next quote, brother. We must expect to meet and bear with great imperfections and those who are young and what? Let's talk about being inexperienced in this walk, amen. Being inexperienced and dealing with sin, talking about righteous by faith, amen. Next quote. God has ordained that in order to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Christ, men must follow his example. And work as what? As he worked. Now, was Christ one of the most busiest men in the history of the world? Was he or was he not? No, Christ was the busiest man in the history of the world. There's no excuse when we say that we're too busy to win souls, amen? God has said he will be with us. Because if you read Matthew chapter 28, 18 and 20, God gives the commission to go. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you, and lo, I'm with you always. I'm with you how often? Always, even to the end of the world. Isn't that awesome? No excuse, so let us claim the promises of God, amen? Let us claim what God says he'll give us. If we just ask, the Bible says, ask and the door will be open to you. And then the flip side is that my people are destroyed by lack of knowledge because they rejected. They didn't ask. They didn't seek. God has ordained the Lord to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of Christ. In the knowledge of Christ. Next quote. Those who are watching for souls, amen. Are we watching for souls? Who devote themselves most fully to the salvation of the erring are most surely working out their own salvation. Did you catch that quote? Most surely. That's a powerful quote, isn't it? The prophet didn't study when he wrote this. Those who are watching for souls, who devote themselves. Let me tell you something. When you talk about this word watch, when you're in the military and you're on a watch, what do you have to do? What do you have to do? You have to watch for the enemy, because if you're not watching, he'll cause all your men to be killed. We're talking about the military. Likewise, when we look at it in the spiritual sense, we're not watching saints. We're going to cause others to be lost and ourselves to be lost too. We want to really be watching. And that, when we actually dissect that and we look at watching, and another aspect is watching how we are, watching our character. Watching how we carry ourselves in Christ. Because if we're not carrying ourselves right, we're not in Christ. Amen. Both themselves most fully to the salvation of the heirs are most surely working on their own salvation. Working out their own salvation with trembling and fear. Next quote. that it? That was all? Okay. I thought I had a little more. But there's another part where she says we need to put our feelings aside, amen? And we need to labor for soul. We shouldn't consider, oh, I have to do this. I have to consider my own feelings so I would draw from the work of God and my personal duty to God to win souls. We need to be serious about this thing. We need to be serious. And so you say, what is the hope for the heart? You say all these things, but what is the hope of our salvation? Well, I'll show you what the hope is. Turn with me real quick to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. And I wish I had more time to dissect this thing. Because this sermon actually takes about 3 hours. There's so much substance in this sermon. But I have to narrow it and size it down. And I can show you a whole lot more. Maybe next time. By God's grace. But Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Acts chapter 2. Verse 38. To 41. Somebody please read that. Somebody, please read that when you get there. Just even though you know the text, I like it. You turn it and read it verbatim. Amen. 2 Timothy 2:15, somebody.
Yeah.
heard prayer in that text quite a few times. But the main idea is to pray. Amen. We need to be prayerful. We need to pray for one another. We need to pray for our soul. We need to pray that when we go out and minister to people, the angels love to be in our midst. Amen. Amen. This is our solution. So, what are we going to do? We want to follow this criteria that God has laid out for his people. Let us bow our heads in prayer as we close. Our Father in heaven,